节经文一开始就已经讲耶路撒冷已灭亡了。
But in the beginning, it looks like that. Is there a king already in Jerusalem?
这边说犹太耶路撒冷已经有谁啊？有希律王。
And there's a king Herod already, right, in Jerusalem?
那这些博士们要来拜的是什么王啊？
So who are these wise men? What kind of king are they going to worship for?
他说我们要来拜犹太人之王。
So it's the king of the Jews.
这实在是件很奇怪的事情。
It's such a strange thing, right?
要拜王就到王宫去就好了嘛。然后，所以博士们他们的问题很快就传到希律王的耳朵。
So this question soon was heard by King Herod.
所以，让我们继续来看这个希律王听见了博士们的问题，他的回应是什么
？So let's continue to look at King Herod's reaction about this question.
好，我们一起来念：希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷的城门也不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督在何处？基督当身在何处？”所以让我们非常惊讶的是
，So surprisingly，
这位残暴的希律王竟然没有把博士们抓起来。
So King Herod is very cruel, right? He did not arrest these wise men.
因为他们竟然宣告说还有另外一个王。
Because they announced there's another king.
然后。这个希律王反而把宗教领袖聚集起来。
On the other hand, he gathered all the religious leaders.
然后问他们什么问题啊
？What did he ask them?
他说：“基督当身在何处
？”Where should the Christ be born?
在这短短的四节经文里面。
So in this short four verses,
马太福音就把耶稣、犹太人的王跟基督全部连在一起。
The author of Matthew help us to connect Jesus, King of the Jews, and Christ together. Christ, this word originally means anointed king. It represents the Old Testament's kings, prophets, and priests. And in Jesus' days, the Jews were under the ruling of the Roman Empire.
所以他们基督就成为犹太人他们所期待的弥赛亚，就是救主的意思。
So Christ became the anticipated Messiah of the Jews. That means the Savior.
显然，这位希律王他也知道，圣经在700年前就借着先知以赛亚已经宣告。
So obviously, King Herod knows his Old Testament. About 700 years ago, the prophet Isaiah has prophesied in Isaiah.
先知以赛亚说：“因有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他肩头上。”
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
所以他那时候提到了一个婴孩。
So at that time, it talk about a child.
婴孩软弱无助，需要父母的照顾。
And a baby, you know, it's so helpless, so weak, needs the help of parents.
但是他接着说，这个婴孩他是奇妙的测试全人的神永在的父和平的君。
Yeah, but see, the verses say that the baby is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
这个婴孩不是普通的人。而是完全的全能的神。
So this baby is just not a regular human being; it's the all-perfect God.
借着天上的星，神让博士，让东方的博士向犹太人来宣告。
So by the stars of the heaven, God led the wise men to declare that the Jews, that Savior was born.
宣告的信息就是，耶稣救主已经降生了。
That Savior Jesus has been born.
那我们就来思想。为什么至高全能的神要降世成为软弱无助的婴孩
？So let's think about it. Why did the Most High and Almighty God come to earth to become weak and helpless baby?
使徒保罗很清楚地告诉我们说，基督耶稣降世为了要拯救罪人。
So Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners.
而且他说这是千真万确、不容置疑的事实。
He said, "This is true. It's definitely true, no doubt."
是让人佩服，而且是超乎人 可以想象。
It's trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance.
然后保罗也说，人类的始祖开始他犯罪。
And it says because our ancestor has sinned.
因此罪就进入了世界。
So sin came into the world.
因为我们犯了罪，所以我们最终的结果就是死亡。
And because we are all sinners, and the result is death.
所以耶稣降世就是要来拯救我们脱离死亡。
So Jesus came to the world to save us from death.
借着天上的星光，带着博士来到了耶路撒冷。
So because of the light of the star, he brought the wise men to worship Jesus.
但是耶稣降世更向我们宣告他是世界的光。
And Jesus came to the world also announced that he is the light of the world.
跟从他的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
He will have the light of life.
所以这里告诉我们，耶稣是世上的真光。
So here it says Jesus is the light of the world.
也是我们生命的主。
And the Lord of our lives.
世界的宗教都想用人的方法来寻找神。
And the believers of other religions want to approach God with self-effort.
或是想靠着自己的努力而得救。
And they want to seek God with their own way.
但是因为人的罪，我们没有办法找到圣洁和公义的神。
But because of our sin, we're separate from the holy and righteous God.
所以神主动差遣他的爱子耶稣来寻找我。
So God initiated, He first seeks us and saves us.
所以主耶稣他降世就是为了寻找我们这些丧失上的人。
So the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
然后我们接着要来思想，这个祭司长和文士他们听到王将召集他们，问他们说基督当身在何处的时候。
So let's think about, so these religious leaders, when they heard, where is Christ supposed to be born? What kind of reaction they have?
那我们一起来念五到六节，他们怎么回答？
Let's read verse 5 and 6.
他们回答说，在犹大的伯利恒，因为先知记者说，犹大的伯利恒啊，你在犹大城镇中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来，牧养我的子民。好，继续念。当下心里暗暗召了博士来询问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到就来报信，我也好去爱他。当耶稣降生的时候，天上什么？有一颗星。
So when Jesus was born, there was a star.
那东方的博士看见了那颗星，知道耶稣降生了。
So those wise men saw the star and they knew that Jesus was born.
可是当时没有汽车，也没有飞机。
So you know, at that time there's no car, no airplanes.
所以你们看很多图片，好像博士骑着马、驴子或者是骆驼。
So you know, some pictures you will see the wise men were on maybe horses or on camels.
所以当时要从遥远的东方来到耶路撒冷，需要花很多时间来计划，也要花很多时间来准备，而且旅途上也要花好几个月的时间。
So you know, for them to prepare this long journey, you know, it takes them a long time to plan, and it takes a long time to go where Jesus was.
所以等到他们来到耶路撒冷的时候，可能耶稣已经不再是小 baby， 可能是一岁多的小孩子。
So by the time they arrive to Jerusalem, Jesus is not a baby anymore. He could be like 1 year old.
所以新王说，请博士去寻访小孩子。
That's why King Herod said, "Go find a child."
我们台上的马槽只是象征耶稣，只是象征性的代表。
Yeah, so this little manger you see is a symbolic represent Jesus.
所以耶稣其实已经是小孩子。
So Jesus was a child already.
那我们继续看博士的听到这个话以后，他们怎么想？
And let's continue to read, see what's the response happened.
好，我们继续来念。
Let's read.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那时，忽然在他们前头时，只是小小孩子的地方，就带上小童住了。他们就大大的欢喜。首先，我刚读的经文，我看到说， 长和文士他们真的非常熟悉这个旧约圣经。
So from the reading, we know these chief priests and scribes in Jerusalem, they're very familiar with the Old Testament.
所以他们引用了先知弥迦书的预言。
So they cite the prophet's Micah's prophecy.
告诉希律王说耶稣要降生在哪里。
They told the King Herod, where is Jesus going to be born?
降生在伯利恒。
In Bethlehem.
所以我们也看到耶稣的降世成就了神的应许。
Therefore, we know that the promise of God was fulfilled when Jesus came into the world.
可惜的是，他们只是熟悉圣经。
But unfortunately, they only know they're familiar with the Old Testament.
他们有丰富的圣经知识。
They have a wealth of knowledge of the Bible.
但是他们却没有把握机会跟着博士一起去敬拜耶稣。
But they didn't get a chance to go to Bethlehem to worship Jesus.
因为他们没有办法接受先知以赛亚所描述的弥赛亚。
And they cannot accept the way that Isaiah describes about Jesus.
因为以赛亚人告诉我们，耶稣降世是为了承担我们罪的刑罚。
Because Isaiah told us that Jesus came to the world to bear all our punishment.
耶稣要成为受苦的仆人。
He's going to be the servant of sorrows and suffering.
他被人藐视、厌弃、多受痛。
He was despised and rejected by men.
最后还要像罪犯一样被钉死在十字架上。
And he had to be crucified like a criminal on the cross.
耶稣为了拯救我们，就是要我们能够重新的来与神和好。
And Jesus came to save us so we can reconcile with our God.
但是耶稣基督的故事并没有停留在十字架上。
But Jesus' story did not stop at the cross.
因为三天后，耶稣基督他从死里复活。
But you know, 3 days after Jesus was resurrected.
而且荣耀升天。
And he was ascended.
他也应许我们，他还要再来。
And he promises he's going to come again.
他再来的时候，众天使跟众圣徒都要跟他一起从天降临。
So when he comes again, all the angels and all the saints will come with him.
他要来审判全地。
He's coming to judge the world.
可惜的是，犹太人所期待的弥赛亚是要来推翻罗马帝国。
But unfortunately, those Jews they accept Jesus to come and to overthrow the Roman Empire.
他们期待的弥赛亚是政治和军事上的君王。
Because they think the Messiah must be the ruler, you know, of the government of the kingdom. So they rejected the little baby who was born in the manger. They did not want to receive the Messiah was coming here to save us.
So, 在这里提醒我们，认识耶稣不能只靠头脑上的知识。
So this verse reminds us that knowing Jesus is not just about head knowledge.
而是要像东方博士一样以信心做出回应。
But we need to be like those three wise men. We need to respond with faith.
用信心的行动来敬拜这位荣耀的新生王耶稣。
We should have the action of faith to give God the glory.
在今天我们也看到因着博士们的信心，
Here we can see because of the faith of the wise men.
他们去到伯利恒的时候，原来起初那颗星怎么又忽然的出现
？And whenever they went to the Bethlehem, you know that star reappeared.
并且一直带他们到小孩子那。
And it led them all the way to where the child was.
经文告诉我们说，他们的心里怎么样？大大欢喜。
And the Bible verses told us they were overjoyed.
当我们愿意以信心。来做回应。
Whenever we want to respond with our faith,
来敬拜耶稣的时候，我们就会像这些博士们一样。
We want to respond with faith and worship our Lord. We should be just like the wise men.
使我们的喜悦得到最大的满足。
Then we'll have joy. We'll make our joy complete.
有一个很有爱心的家庭。
There is a family who is full of love, very loving family.
在圣诞节的前夕呢，他们邀请了
On the Christmas Eve, they invited many orphanage children.
他 他请他们享用了火鸡大餐和丰盛的晚餐。
They invited them to come to join a big turkey dinner.
给他们玩了很多的游戏。
And let them play a lot of games.
甚至在这些小朋友准备离开的时候，主人还拿出了一大堆的玩具。
And before they left, the owner brought out a lot of gifts.
对孩子们说，你们每个人都可以带走一件你们心爱的玩具。
And the owner told the children, you know, each one of you can pick one toy of your choice.
只要你们眼睛看见的，你们都可以拿走。
Whatever you see there, you can pick.
然后，说的小孩就开始东翻西找，在找自己最心爱的礼物。
So you know, a lot of children they just dig into the pile and try to find whatever they like the most.
就看到有的男孩就紧紧抱着那个遥控汽车。
And you can see a little boy, you know, holding on to the remote control car.
然后女孩就拼命找那个漂亮的芭比娃娃。
And girl, you know, they want to seek their Barbie dolls.
但是很快的，主人就发现有一个小男孩。就一直紧紧地跟在他身旁。
And then the owner noticed there's a little boy just clinging around his side.
主人就很纳闷，蹲下来问这个小孩说。
And so the owner knelt down and asked the child.
难道这里都没有你喜欢的礼物吗
？And said, "Is there anything else? Is there nothing you want here?"
然后小孩就红着脸，小小声地说：“你是说？”我可以随意的选任何一件我想要的礼物吗
？So the child was blushing and kind of whispered to his ear, "Are you really saying I can choose anything I want?"
主人说：“是啊。
”And the owner said, "Yes."
那你们猜小孩选了谁？选
这个。Yeah, what do you think the child want?
这个小孩就抱着主人的脖子。
So the child hold on to the master's neck.
我要的就是你。
Said, "I want you."
主人大。
So the owner was deeply moved.
就收养这个小男孩，
收养这个小男孩。They adopted this child.
结果这个男孩就成了这个家主人的儿子。
So as a result, this boy became the son of the owner.
他可以享受主人家中的一切。
He can enjoy everything in the house.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
在这个普世欢庆耶稣降生。
During this season to celebrate our birth of our Savior,
你是否也愿意像这个单纯的小男孩一样
？Are you willing to be just have simple faith like this child?
接受耶稣成为你生命的救主。
Accept Jesus to become the Savior of your life.
让我们都能够成为神家的儿子。
So we can all become the children in the Lord's house.
耶稣应许说要将我们从罪恶中。
Jesus promised to save each one of us from our sins.
因着信靠耶稣，不但我们的罪得到赦免。
And if we have faith in Jesus, not only our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣更赐我们不犯罪的能力。
Jesus gives us the ability not to sin.
带领我们脱离罪和死的捆绑。
And he keeps us from the bondage of sin.
如果你愿意在今天接受耶稣基督。
If today you are willing to accept Jesus as your Savior,
请在我们聚会结束之后来到台前。
At the end of worship, you can come up here.
我会为你们祷告。
I will pray for you.
邀请耶稣也进入你们的心中。
And invite Jesus come into your heart.
让耶稣也成为你们的最大的喜乐。
So Jesus can be your greatest joy.
今年十月，师母和我还有 Nancy 还有修丽姐妹。
The October of this year, my wife and I and Sister Nancy and Shirley joined the Holy Land tour.
我们也去了伯利恒。
We also went to Bethlehem.
伯利恒那里有一座主诞堂。
And there is a church of the Nativity.
据说耶稣就在这里降生。
According to what they said, that's where Jesus was born.
主诞堂前面有一个广场叫马槽广场。
And there is a major square in front of the church.
每年圣诞夜的时候怎么样？看到这是灯火通明，万头攒动，挤的是水泄不通。
See every Christmas Eve, you can see they have a they have a celebration. You see the lights and all the people are packed, so crowded.
如果你还住在这里的话，大概你已经没有机会去到伯利恒。
If we're still staying here, you don't have a chance to go back with them.
大概你进不到旅馆，也坐不可不到，也没办法坐飞机，飞机都塞满。
And you may not be able to get a hotel reservation, or you can't get an airplane to go over there now.
没有关系,
but that's okay.
因为这个礼拜四我们有圣诞夜的烛光晚会, 就在这里,
because this Thursday night we have a Christmas Eve candlelight service.
几点开始啊?
What time does it start?
这个礼拜四下午四点半开始。
So this Thursday, beginning from 4:30 in the afternoon.
让我们一起来欢庆主耶稣的降生。
Let's come together and worship the birth of Jesus.
最后我们要继续念十一节和十二节。
So finally, let's read verse 11 and 12.
好，我们再看过来。
Let's read it together.
进了房子，看见小孩子，他母亲拿药，就拜那小孩，接待早，拿黄金香做药，献给他。博士，因为在梦中被主耶稣见，要取去见信，就从别人为本地去了。当然，所谓博士，当然表示他们是高级的知识分子。
So we taught them, we say that they're wise men. They must be very intellectual, right?
最起码他懂得看天象，他是天文学家。
They're very good at astronomy.
为什么他要来向这个小孩子来敬拜？
So what do you think? Why do they want to worship this little baby?
而且还献上了最珍贵的。
And they gave the baby the most precious gifts.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣。
Because the Bible told us, He who has no sin took our sin for us. He gave up all the honor and glory in heaven. He came here and became a human being and died on the cross for us. He comes here to save us.
我们人所能献上的，完全没有办法被耶稣为我们所摆上的来效。What
we can offer is not comparable to what Jesus paid for us.
请问你要跟随谁呢
？So who do we want to follow?
美国总统大选每四年怎么样选举一次？So
you know the presidential election of the United States is every 4 years.
如果你不喜欢这个总统，我们可以全民投票罢免他。
So if we don't like him, we can impeach him, right?
或者四年以后不选他。
Or maybe after 4 years, we just don't vote him.
你可以不跟随他。
You don't have to follow him.
但是耶稣他是荣耀的君王。
But Jesus is a glorious king.
更是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of our lives.
耶稣来，他要的不是我们的礼物。
When Jesus comes here, he doesn't want our gifts.
耶稣。 他是要我们建立一个亲密友人的关系。
He wants to have intimate relationship with us.
他要的是我们把自己献上给他。
He asks us for our full dedication.
让我们同声开口来念罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，圣洁的，是神所悦的，你们不是自己所求，乃是理所当然的。这里说到一个很重要的词，就是活祭。Here
it says living sacrifice.
就说我们每天每时每刻的生活。So
it's talking about our daily life, every moment of our lives.
包括我们口里所说的话，我们所做的事，我们甚至于心中的思想。So
it's no matter what we say, what we think, what we do.
都要献给谁？都要献给耶稣。And
we have to do it as we are worshiping Jesus.
我们每一刻的生活都是在敬拜耶稣。Every
moment we worship Him.
让荣耀的新生王耶稣成为我们生命的中心。
So the glorious Lord Jesus become the center of our life.
耶稣也呼召我们来跟随他。And
Jesus calls us to follow him.
要我放弃以自我为中心的生活。He
wants us to give up the self-centered life.
当他说背起自己的十字架的时候。When
he say take up his cross.
就是要我们效法耶稣舍己。He
wants us to follow him to deny ourselves.
但是另一方面，圣经也警告我们。But
on the other hand, the Bible warns us.
现今的世代邪恶。
This is the evil world.
这个拒绝，还甚至是逼迫。
If we follow Jesus, we weren't likely to face rejection or sometimes even persecution.
今年美国最高法院通过了同性婚姻合法化。
You know, this year the Supreme Court decided to legalize the same-sex marriage.
就是因为这是人放纵私欲而产生的结果。
So it's the result of our human our lust.
所以我们在几个礼拜前请大家来投票，为我们修正了我们的信仰宣言。
So a couple weeks ago, we had a bylaw for the ballot for everybody to vote.
我们相信我们的婚姻是神所设立。
We believe the marriage is set by our God.
是一男一女，一夫一妻，神是。
It's one man, one woman, one husband, one wife, and all their lives.
所以当我们遵行圣经教导的时候，有可能会被世人所讥笑。
So when we want to follow the teaching of the Bible, sometimes we get ridiculed by the world.
认为我们跟不上时代的潮流。
People think that we can't keep up with the trend.
我们是老旧、古老、世俗化的。
We're just old people.
甚至于我会被人恨。
We sometimes may be hated.
政府甚至可以判我们去坐牢。
And the government can send us to the prison.
但是圣经告诉我们，忍耐到底的必然得救。
But God promises us that those who endure to the end will be saved.
因为神必保守信靠他。
Because God will protect those who trust in Him.
所以先知以赛亚说：“艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。”
See the prophet Isaiah told us, "You keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you."
神的意念高过我们的意念。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And His way is higher than our ways.
他保守博士不要再回去见西律王。
He protects those wise men and told them not to go back to see King Herod.
叫博士从其他的路回去。
And asked the wise men to go through a different route.
同样的，神也会保守我们走在平安的道路上。
As the same way, God will also protect us and to walk on a peaceful path.
因为新生王荣耀的降生，应验了神对人类的救恩的应许。
So God's promise of salvation to all mankind was fulfilled through the birth of glorious newborn King.
那在我们面对荣耀新生王的时候，什么是我们应该有的回应呢？
So what is our response when we face this glorious newborn King?
首先，我们要以博士们的榜样来思想，我们应该用什么态度来敬拜主耶稣。
So let's think about those three wise men. What kind of attitude should I have when I worship Jesus?
我想最基本的就是每个主日我们来教会的时候要什么？要准时的来，不是准备提早来。
So I think something really basic and simple is when we come to worship, let's come on time.
今天我们聚会是十点开始。
Today our worship starts around 10.
那你们知道我们下礼拜聚会恢复正常应该是几点？
So next week we're going to start the normal time. What time is it next week?
好，你们说是九点半，所以不是九点三十一分。
So most of you say 9:30, right? It's not 9:31.
好，所以大家都说是九点。所以，而且聚会一开始，我们集体在诗歌敬拜的时候，我们也不是在等人。
So you know when we first started worship, we worship the Lord with songs. We're not waiting for people.
那是集体，我们一起来向神献上我们的赞美。
That is part of our collective worship towards our Lord.
其次，我们要求神来教导我们，我们要为主献上什么。
So let's ask God to teach us how can we dedicate to Him?
如何善用神赐给我们的时间、财富，还有我们的精神体力。
So how can we make the best of the time, the time or wealth or spiritual or physical health that God gave to us?
如何让我们所献上的可以传到永恒？
So whatever our ministry or our dedication can be valuable.To eternity.
让神的心意可以得到满足。
So God's will can be met.
更重要的是，求神带领我们一生来跟随他。
And the most important thing is, let us follow God in all our lives.
一直到我们见主面的日子为止。
Until the day that we see His face.
在我们欢庆主耶稣降生的日子。
In the season that we celebrate His birth.
请问你已经准备好了吗？
Let's ask ourselves, are we prepared?
你是否已经预备好要来朝见敬拜这位荣耀的新生王吗？
Are we prepared to worship this, this glorious newborn king?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父，我们感赞美你。
Your Heavenly Father, we praise you.
因为在我们还做罪人还不认识你的时候，
Because when we were just sinner that we didn't know you,
你就赐下你的爱子耶稣。
You sent your beloved son Jesus,
叫一切相信耶稣的人不至灭亡反得永生。
So all who trust in you will not perish but have eternal life.
谢谢你今天带我们众人在这里一起来敬拜赞美。
Thank you for bringing all the brothers and sisters here to worship you.
也预备我们的心，在欢庆主耶稣降生的日子，让我们心被更改。
And prepare our hearts during the season of celebration of the birth of your son. Help us to be touched by your love.
让我们都打开心门来迎接你。
So we can open our heart to accept you.
特别为我们当中还没有接受主耶稣。
Especially for those that do not know you, that hasn't accepted you yet.
借着今天。荣耀新生。